There's a lot made about the differences between in Rochester between East Siders and West Siders.
And you shouldn't do that, man. We're all one. Come on, man. It's a community.
Here's the thing. I understand that we in the break room play a part in that, but I always thought it was mostly a joke.
It is.
Apparently, it's not the case. Mm. Because we have in front of us an email from a gentleman whose family has a problem with a choice he made.
Oh.
And it all has to do
yeah.
with what part of Rochester they say he fits in.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Rochester has a lot of lifetime town residents.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Families, generational.
Yep.
Yeah.
Born, lived, died mm-hmm. in the same suburb.
Yes.
Or at least that's the way it used to be. Because with the cost of homes
mm-hmm.
and rent the way they are right now, people that are looking to buy a house are moving anywhere they can find a place for sale.
So they migrate.
Well, look, I mean, the cost is one issue, but Kimmy, inventory is another. We found out that Irondequoit, for the first time like a month ago, did not have a house for sale.
Right.
Yeah. Was it West Irondequoit? Not a single house for sale.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem right now.
Okay. So that brings us to an email from a guy named John that we got yesterday.
What did they say?
Well, John writes us, quote, "My wife and I just bought our first house. We'll be moving in next month. It's a nice place off Vintage Lane in Greece."
Okay.
"I grew up in Penfield, and other than 2 years after college in Ohio, I have lived there my whole life. My mom and dad have a big problem with my wife and I moving to Greece. My mom told me to my face after we closed on the house that my wife and I wouldn't fit in there. She told us we're not Greece people and that we needed to try to get out of the deal to find a home closer to Penfield. I think she's worried we'll be too far away. She didn't handle me living out of state very well. I am excited. But if there are experts about different towns, it's the geniuses in the break room. And I'm sure he meant that sincerely."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He finishes, "My mom just doesn't know what she's talking about," right? All right, so first off, congrats to John and his
yeah,
wife.
Yeah, way to go, man.
New house. All right, Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm going to let you start here.
Oh, my God.
Does John's ma have legit concerns about her East Side born and bred son living?
No, of course not. I mean, he'll be fine if he watches his mouth.
Shut up. God, I hate you.
You better play a certain kind of music. And worship a certain way. So.
What kind of music?
Good music.
You didn't think this punk
no,
joke
didn't
through?
Know.
Good music, good worship.
Tommy Mule.
Always do good worship.
They call him No Punchlines Mule. Great at setups, no punchlines.
No, but I mean, of course he'll fit in, but he may stick out.
Why would he stick out?
He may do some East Side things.
Like what?
You know, pay his bills, clean up his mailbox.
Wait, the other day when we were talking about mailbox stones, you went West Side.
Yeah, you did.
Get the stone. What if he pulls all the stones out of the yard?
Okay. Phone number's 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You don't really think that a guy in John, if I had to guess, right, he seems like a younger guy?
Yeah, I'm assuming this is like a first-time purchase.
Okay. What would you do
mm.
as a human being that would make you stand out being a lifelong East Side resident on the West Side?
I mean, there are certain looks.
You can't give me a single thing.
Like his wife may go out and walk the dog not in curlers and slippers.
Okay.
Neither of them chain smoke. What?
There is nothing for this kid to worry about. Because there is almost no difference, with the exception of one single town, which we'll get to later, maybe two, between living on the East Side and the West Side. There is not a difference. People are nice in both places.
What's how you keep your
neighborhoods are safe in both places.
The appearances.
Kimmy, what's the difference between living in Penfield and off Vintage in Greece?
I don't know because I never lived in Penfield.
Okay.
So I don't have that experience.
Nice.
I don't have the East Side experience.
When somebody tells me they live off of Vintage in Greece, those neighborhoods are nice.
They have really nice neighborhoods.
It's a nice spot. You got that big Wegmans, really fancy Wegmans around the corner.
Nice, yeah.
Is that Basil Morella Park that's right
yep.
past Vintage there? Right.
Yep,
that's a
yep.
nice spot to be. You got the disc
golf
course.
I'm not saying it's not nice. I just don't know, like, neighbors-wise, what the dynamic is if you live in Penfield versus if you live in Greece. Like, that's where I'm struggling to see how similar they are.
I think if you live where he's moving now, you'll know all your neighbors' taste in music immediately.
Okay.
All of it.
So here's the problem.
But you'll get all the genres. All of them, bro.
I'm waiting.
Oh, you know what
I'm saying. You got nothing.
You have your downtown music, your West Side music.
Your uptown music?
Oh, uptown too.
Uptown's good, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'd be more worried about the age demographic than I am
okay.
the East Side versus West Side. Because if you're a younger person moving into an older neighborhood, you could have some problems no matter where you are in the greater Rochester area.
Right, good call. I see you guys on hold. Give me like a minute. 252-WCMF. Here's the problem we have here. As we talk about East Side, West Side living, growing up, the fact that we're joking most of the time. Tommy really believes there's a difference between East Side, West Side living residents. I totally lost my point. Try to reset that.
I mean, get used to the cops always being in the neighborhood something.
I remember.
Like, you'll be looking down. What
you talk all the time about the cops in your neighborhood. Now everybody runs outside to see what's going on.
You had the cops called to your wife's house when it was broken into.
Yeah, but other than that, what do you got?
I lived on the west side my whole life. Never had my house broken into.
Nobody wanted any of your crap.
Now I remember what I was going to say. The problem with this discussion in the room, as much as what's we consider that? Ourselves, as John so nicely put it, geniuses who know the east and west side, I've only lived in Gates and Henrietta, so I've never lived on the east side. Mm-hmm. Kimmy, you've only lived in the city in Hilton.
Yeah.
So you never lived on the east side.
Uh-huh.
Tommy's only lived in the city and on the east side, so he's never lived on the west side. Mm-hmm. So no one in this room has the ability to compare and contrast living in both places.
Right.
All right.
So we, I guess, don't have the requisite tools to understand if there is a legitimate difference.
We never stepped over that line.
So that being said, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Nick. Hey, Nick, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good, brother. What do you got?
I lived in both. Yeah, I grew up in Webster, right at the border of Webster and Penfield.
Okay.
My wife and I purchased a house right by Vintage Lane. Best decision. We've made our kids love it.
Did you write us this email?
Everywhere.
Nick, this is
no,
you.
No, I didn't. No, but I was like, wow, this is like, I wonder if I know this guy. But really young demographics in Greece where we are, so there's kids everywhere. I mean, like, especially that one nice day we had. There was, like, kids everywhere.
All right, when did you...
So everything's missing.
Shut up. All right, Nick, let me ask you.
Webster, our neighbors were all between the ages of 50 and, like, 65.
Oh, I know that guy. Yeah, I know
older.
That. Were they all in tracksuits, too? Were they wearing tracksuits, nothing but tracksuits?
They were walking little curly-haired dogs. And
That was Pat's mom.
You're a bitch. Shut up. All right, Nick, don't laugh at that, you monster. Nick, when did you move into the house in Greece?
2019.
Okay, so you've been there 6 years now.
Pre-COVID, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
In your opinion, is there a difference between someone that has been born and raised on the east side and someone that's been born and raised on the west side?
I mean, we used to kind of joke about that there was, but as I get older, I see that not really, not much.
Hmm.
No, I mean, there's definitely, like you said, an older age group on the east side, in my opinion. But, I mean, for Greece, there's a lot of young families in my neighborhood. I mean, we outnumber the older people for sure.
You make it sound like you're going to take them out.
So every garage in your neighborhood has a TV.
Oh, my gosh. With the screen?
The garage. Yeah, it's a garage.
That does exist. I'm guessing a lot more.
But you can take a jog in the afternoon and keep up with the news.
Nick, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Yeah, if you speak Italian.
Yeah, like you can't walk around my parents' neighborhood without waving to a minimum 10 people in their garages.
Oh, wow.
No, she's not wrong.
Yeah.
All right. There is something else here at play, 252-WCMF, that could exclusively be a Rochester thing. And I see you guys on hold because we might actually have a very unique perspective here sitting on hold. John writes us an email. He and his wife just bought a house. They're moving to Greece off of Vintage, he says. Closed down the house. He said he was born and raised in Penfield, lived in Ohio for 2 years, but he's only been an East Sider. His mother and father do not like him living in Greece. His mother, let me find the quote here in the email. She wanted to get a home closer to Penfield. My mom told me to my face after we closed on the house that we would not fit in there. She told us we are not Greece people. And Kimmy and I are arguing there is no real difference with all the jokes we make between East Side and West Side. Tommy believes there is a legitimate difference between people
there
on
is
the East Side.
Some a little
you,
bit
you have not been able to give me a single
financial
real thing.
Religions.
What's the religion difference?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to say the West Side's probably heavily Catholic.
There's tons of Catholic church on the East Side.
Not anymore, buddy.
Oh, no?
Yeah, all shut down.
No, they shut them down.
They're all Starbucks.
Well, the good news is when you take it, that counts as communion. All right, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good.
What's up?
Hey, yeah, I'm not originally from Rochester, and I moved here, and I definitely detected a difference between the West and the East Side. The East Side, you know, a little more entitled, just kind of an attitude many times because they think they're special because they have money. And
yeah, I know
West
what you're
Side's
talking about. Yeah,
ridiculous. It's terrible.
I get you.
Yeah, the West Side's a little more gritty, a little more blue-collar, a little more, you know, rough around the edges, let's call it.
All right, Mark, where do you live?
I live in Brighton.
Okay, so you're an Eastsider. Would you, do you prefer hanging out with, where are you from originally, if you don't mind me asking?
I grew up on Long Island.
Okay, so do you prefer Eastside people or Westside people?
Eastside.
Okay, so we hate you.
Well, he's got to say that. He has to say that because he doesn't want to piss off his neighbors.
But he's also from Long Island.
Oh, here we
go. Which is just a long West Side town.
Says the guy who prefers East Siders. Wait a minute. He's on your side here. You're going to crap on him?
I am surprised because I would think a Long Islander, like Long Island is the West Side.
Oh.
It is.
Yeah, I grew up on Long Island, but I hated it there. So as soon as I got a chance, I had a wrestling scholarship. I came up here. Just to get out of Long Island.
Oh, that's weird, because Tommy's dressed like he has a wrestling scholarship this morning.
that would never happen.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Mark.
Man, no accent or nothing on that guy.
Well, he's been here for a while. Yeah. I was waiting to hear him say, this is stupid. I'm not from here. There's no difference. No. I'm surprised that someone from outside of town notices a difference. Okay, so there could be... I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy. Were you going to say something?
Well, I'm wondering, because he lives... on the East Side, like, who's more aware, I guess, of the way their side of town is perceived?
I think both sides of town are...
I think, like, West Siders are a little bit more aware. Like, they have a little bit more of a chip on their shoulder because of the way they're perceived, whereas I don't know if East Siders even pay attention.
Oh, I disagree with you 100%. Okay. Look, I agree with you that West Siders take it harder because anytime anyone looks down on you, it's going to bother you.
Yeah.
But I do think East Siders are fully aware that West Siders look at them as an entitled spoil. Because every time we talk to someone from the East Side, they go, I'm from Brighton, but I'm from Pittsford, but I'm from Webster. You know, I grew up there, not what it was like now. Or, you know, my dad had to work two jobs. And you're lying because you're all, you know, Nepo baby daddy's money people, which is fine.
Okay.
I'm not here to judge you for it.
I didn't get any judgment out of that statement.
Yeah, it says man who lives in his wife's house with a wicked track jacket addiction. He's knobbing dudes outside for track jackets. Come on, baby. I just need one more zipper. Okay. What I'm trying to get to here.
What's up?
There's something else in this email from John that could be at play that may be an exclusively Rochester thing. And it happens with parents on both sides of town. The idea that living 15 minutes away is much too far for your kids when they leave.
Yes, crossing the river.
Yeah. So Sandy, who works down the hall on the bus, she lives literally down the street from her mother and would only buy a house in Greece where she grew up because she was worried that living in Webster, East Rochester, Fairport would be too far from her mom and dad.
So they wouldn't visit,
15, 20 minutes away would be too far. She lives doors down from her ma, which has got to be great for Danger, her husband.
Oh, yeah.
And she's not the only one because for decades, people have insisted on living in the same town as their parents.
Yeah.
Where does that come from?
It's that old. It's that old European coming over to this country. The family stays together.
Okay, but bro,
like,
we're three.
Marry in your religion. Marry your type.
But we're two or three generations from that. No.
Yeah, but that gets pounded into your head. I mean, I'm sure now, like Sandy's kids don't care. I mean, I'm sure they could live a half a country away and take a great job. They're not going to stick around.
No, it's funny.
You grew up with your grandparents and stuff, though. You would think like that tight-knit family bond sticks with you.
I don't think generationally, like, it has to break loose.
Well, I'm thinking it may change right now just based on like if you grew up on the East Side, I don't know how many of those kids are going to be able to afford to live near their parents unless like they inherit their parents' house.
Which is always what happens, by the way.
Are you going to take a gig out of town?
But I'm also thinking like here in Rochester, we're so spoiled in terms of like traffic and time and how long it takes getting around that like 20 minutes to us feels like a long trip.
Agreed.
Whereas 20 minutes in like a bigger city or a place where it takes longer to get around, like that's nothing.
I understood. But even like the idea, you're right. I agree with you 100%. Mm. But even if that move were to happen, like you can't tell me Sandy's mom is not going to drive 20 minutes to see your daughter. You can't tell me that Sandy's not going to drive 20 minutes to see your mom. And I use Sandy as a placeholder for everybody that does this.
But that was that old school mentality that when you came to this country, you needed your family for the support system because you didn't know anybody. You didn't speak the language. You didn't know what kind of job you were going to have. So it was a safety in numbers, and you went to your community because you understood these people, right? And that was like a safety net. And I think some cultures kind of stuck with it.
I mean, obviously, I just don't get when does it die? When does it go away? Maybe you're right. Maybe the financial aspect of this changes.
I gotta think like her kids are not thinking like that anymore. Because I think they got to see like you don't need it.
That's like, a terrible thing to say about Sandy.
Kids now more than ever need it.
Oh, good call.
Because I think people my age and especially people younger than me, when they start having kids, you're going to need to live near a relative or mom and dad just to help out.
But I'm thinking,
like, I know people who they've been on waiting lists to get into daycares for, like, since before their kid was born.
Face.
Okay, but that's a different argument because she wanted to stay near her parents because she wanted to stay near her parents.
It was the guilt from her mother that
has nothing to do with finance. I mean, that's why they're there.
Yeah.
Your thing is it's purely finance, which tells me it is breaking because if they could, they would, where Sandy had the opportunity and didn't. I mean, I would love to live next to Mike Danger.
Yeah, it would be pretty cool because I heard John DiTullio lives around the street.
Yeah, and anytime I need a couple of douchebags to break down the Bills game, I got it on call.
Oh, you can say what you want about Danger. How dare you say that about Tool? How dare you say that? That man makes you feel like $1 million every time
you see
him.
Yeah. He does. Yeah, he's tell him a very nice man.
Oh, Tommy, he would never say that. I'm going to play him back the audio. Oh, hurts. Hurts me bad. Going to go down to Amen's Corner.
You do look like you hang out in a lot of neighborhood garages.
Well, it's the track suit and the racing stripes.
You know, he's the first
man. You have a matching folding chair.
He's the first man ever on the East Side to wear a track suit. Do you know that?
Yeah. I look like a human lotus.
Other than that time they did that bike race in 1975. Through Pittsburgh? Do other places in America have the town loyalty that the greater Rochester area has?
I'm sure like some older cities that have all those old neighborhoods like Chicago. You saw it a lot in St. Louis.
Okay.
But I wonder,
Kansas City had it.
But those neighborhoods are starting to get gentrified.
They have to by now, for sure.
You go into Little Italy or Chinatown, you know, there's the restaurants.
Yeah.
But then people walking around eat Italian and Chinese.
No, you're right.
Some of them got married.
Yeah.
Got an Italian-Chinese guy.
Look at that.
Like
pasta everywhere.
Going to school and like my roommate at college, like she was from Pittsburgh, and
that's
she would tell me about, like, you know, the good suburbs, the bad suburbs, like the ones that were more high end that would look down on the other high end suburbs, all that. But the way ours is like split down the middle in terms of like one side of town is exactly the same versus another side of town has the same reputation. Like that's unique. Because it wasn't like what she was describing, it could have been like town by town changes.
But I think there is a one extreme thing we all do that is unique here. Because it's not enough just to tell someone where you live now.
Yeah.
You have to also identify where you're from. Because if someone asks you where you're from, people will say, you know, I live in Webster, but I grew up in Brighton.
Yeah.
Or, like, I do it all the time. People ask, where are you from? I go, I live in Henrietta, but I grew up in Gates. Because in my head, I feel like I have to let you know I'm from Gates because that explains the person I am. Do you do the same thing, Kimmy? I live in the city, but I grew up in Hilton?
Well, yeah, I do get confused when somebody asks me, like, where I live or where I'm from, only because I do feel like I have to say, like, oh, I've lived in multiple places in Rochester. Or I ask, like, what do you mean, like, where I grew up or where I currently live? Because it's, to me, it's two totally separate places.
No, you're right. Look, I've lived in Henrietta for almost 13 years.
Yeah.
I still consider myself a Gatesian, someone from Gates.
Well, yeah, because that's where you identify.
But that's what I mean. Like, I don't know if other places do that.
Like, I think, like, you probably, wherever you went to high school is probably where you tell people you grew up.
But I didn't go to high school at Gates. I went to Aquinas.
Yeah, but you would have gone to Gates, right?
Yeah, I should have gone to Gates multiple times after almost getting thrown out of Aquinas for my grades. But
you know who you can thank for all this?
Who's that?
How it's divided down the middle of the river? George Eastman.
Oh.
There's a reason why this town is like that.
Please go on.
Well, think about where his house is. And think where all the executives lived from Eastman Kodak back in the day. All those mansions down East Avenue and University are all the money that was in this town went that direction.
You're wrong.
That's why you've got the universities over there on that side of town.
No, universities on the west side.
No, I'm talking about, like, NAS.
University of Rochester, which Eastman donated a ton of money to, is on the west side. And Seneca Parkway, which is on the west side of the city. That's where all a whole bunch of high-end Kodakers live. Those houses are beautiful.
That road Eastman built. When you look down East Avenue, uh-huh. Those are freaking mansions, man. Those were the guys that held all the money in this town.
The U of R, the hospital, Seneca Parkway, all West Side. Yes. I love that you're trying to dip theory history in here with your tracksuit conspiracy.
I'm telling you how it started back in the day.
No, I think back in the day it was more like that area, Irondequoit.
1800s, like, I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Seneca.
Oh, there's the old man wave again. Bro,
taking
Charlotte.
Taking the goddamn carriage down to Seneca Parkway.
Charlotte was where all the people with money went and hung. There were people from all over the Eastern Seaboard that came to Charlotte. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
Money came in Charlotte.
This is why
With Joe T's mother.
Here comes Florida man. Let me tell you how.
Who ran this town before the mob?
Who ran
George Eastman.
Okay.
He called the shots. So, he told people where to go and what to do.
Oh, so he told them to move the U of R over to the east side.
Get out.
But it's still on the west
side. He didn't like Southern Buddy. It was gone.
How about he had to pump fake on the snap? That's how unathletic he is. He almost didn't snap.
I got the snap.
You
got
to get closer to the microphone, stupid. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. East side, west side, John.
George Eastman.
Buys a house in Greece. Lived in Penfield his whole life. His mother is upset. Said that he's not a Greece person. Dave's on CMF. He's got the last word. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, Duffy. How are you?
Good, brother. What do you got?
I got, well, first of all, I got one correction. Tommy's sort of right. U of R started in the city, and it got moved out to the west side, like, in the early 20s.
Huh, which is weird, because
you know George Eastman's head? See that university? Get it out of here.
Did George Eastman work for George Eastman?
That was his brother. Oh, his kid brother.
His brother, even though he had a different last
name. Separated from his
mother. His name was both spelled and pronounced a
different
way. Back
in the day, you did that, you know, for financial reasons.
Dave, go on, buddy. I'm sorry.
That's all right. So, to your point about you saying, okay, I live here, but I grew up here. I do the exact same thing, even though I grew up in the city.
Okay.
Went to East High School. But my mother moved to Fairport my senior year. I still went to East because like you said, I didn't want to be the city kid in Fairport and take crap.
Sure.
So,
I get it.
And then after college, I moved back, and my wife was from Gates, and we ended up in Greece, and now we're in Spenceport. And I still say I live in Spenceport, but I grew up in the city.
Yeah, I mean, it's the strangest thing.
Go back to your roots.
No, but again, it's weird how we have to say that to let, because I believe that you know me better, just meeting me, if you know where I grew up.
Okay.
And I don't know if anywhere else does that.
St. Louis does. We got a friend that lives, she's in St. Louis and has been for years, but there they go by what high school you went to.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, okay, it's good to know we're not total psychos by ourselves, Dave.
No, not entirely.
Dave, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
You too.
All right, take care. There goes Dave.
All right, we all learned something.
You just started running your mouth with stupid historical facts that weren't true.
George Eastman controlled this town.
And his brother, George Armour.
Yeah.
George. Yeah.
The forgotten brother.
George Stroke Mouth, which was also your mother's nickname. Stroke Mouth. Here comes the eating now. Let's take a break.
That's so stupid.
It is the stupidest show in America. You know, I've loved that song my entire life.
It's a great tune.
And I only found out a year ago that he said, just like Ronnie sang.
Oh.
What'd you think he was saying?
Just like Red Side. I don't know why I thought that. Okay. I was singing that my whole life like an idiot.
Okay.
Hanging out in the break room. Watch this classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. So Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and the most annoying woman on the planet, his wife Brittany Mahomes, have recently celebrated their third wedding anniversary. And the story I have in front of me talks about the lavish dinner that the pair had.
Oh, okay.
And we're not here to talk about the rose petals and the high-end food and liquor and all that stuff that she documented all over social media. What I want to talk about, his three children, the pair have three kids, 4 years old, 2 years old, and a newborn, were also at the dinner.
Okay.
And in this story, it tells you what the kids' names are.
Okay.
So the four-year-old is named Sterling.
Sterling like the silver?
Silver, yep. The two-year-old is named Bronze, and the newborn is named Golden.
Better hope they don't have any more kids.
So they stayed with minerals?
Yeah, medals.
So silver, bronze, and gold are the name of their kids.
Well, silver, no.
Yeah, sterling, bronze,
sterling,
and gold.
Yes,
yeah,
right,
silver.
Right.
Okay, so first of all, kind of out of order.
Yeah, if you're going Olympic style.
You know what I mean? And not even like you went, you know, bronze, silver,
unless
gold.
They liked the name Sterling at first, not for the medal. They just liked the name Sterling, and then went, well, let's go with a theme here.
Okay, but I've never met a bronze.
Nope. Well, I've never met a Golden.
Golden Tate, wide receiver for the Seattle Seahawks.
You're right. Okay. I stand corrected.
And I've met several Sterlings. I've never met a Bronze. And I'm not here to criticize unique names.
Yeah.
I have a Stella and a Claire.
Yeah.
I understand, right?
Bronze.
What's that?
I said poor Bronze.
Yeah, right.
With the siblings,
right.
Her siblings.
And that's just it. How did you not think by naming your kids medals that are clearly ranked 1, 2, 3 that you weren't going to cause a complex for one of those damn kids.
Yeah, true.
Especially the middle one.
And you named the middle one bronze.
Yeah.
You
okay,
named
third place.
Seriously.
You're the second kid, but you're in third place. Yeah.
What?
All right.
Were you thinking?
Yes.
Naming your kids sterling bronze and gold. Silver, bronze, and gold.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know if they're all girls. I mean, are those?
I think they have both boys and girls.
Okay, so is Sterling the boy?
I would assume, but let me see.
Okay. Kimmy's on it.
Mm.
Nope, Sterling is a girl.
Okay.
That
was the first one.
Yep, Sterling Sky.
Okay. I'm going to assume that bronze.
Okay, so bronze, his first name, though, is Patrick.
So okay,
Patrick,
so he's Patrick
bronze,
the third.
Mahomes the third.
Also, come on.
Yeah, I know.
Come on. Yeah, you want to keep that lineage going, his dynamite old man with all the great things he does.
Well, they are turning the family around a little bit.
So silver and gold are both girls. And then Patrick Bronze Mahomes is the boy.
So wait a minute. Not only did you name your middle child Bronze, it's the only one that's not a girl?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Look, I'm going to say this from experience, and I understand that, you know, being a parent, new parent, there's a lot of things going on. You do not understand how important your child's name is until like 10 years after you name your child.
When they start getting picked on.
Yes, or picked on, or when they start to have a complex because of what their name is. And I'm glad that my wife and I backed into a situation.
Yeah.
Because the idea when we named Stella my oldest and Claire my youngest is we wanted them to have unique names.
Yeah.
My wife liked the older thing. And we didn't know any Stellas and we didn't know any Claires.
Right. You don't live in Miami.
So we went with those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And out of nowhere, everybody at the same time, without realizing it, had the idea to name their kids Stellas and Claire.
So they all jumped on the older, the old lady.
Yes, my oldest knows like 5 Claires. My youngest best friend is named Stella.
Okay.
And here's the thing. Yeah.
So it didn't even work for you.
But thank God it accidentally happened, because kids with unique names seem to have a hard time with their unique names.
Well, because you're going to get railed on.
Picked on or stand out for you're never going to forget that kid's name.
Yeah, true.
Right.
Like, there are those unique names that if that kid does something wrong, that kid sticks in your head for the rest of your life.
Yeah, like Otho. Know a guy named Otho.
Is that the full name or is that short for something?
I don't know. I went to military school with him. His name was Otho Wilburn. And he looked like an Otho Wilburn. He was about your height and 90 pounds with a full head of hair.
Yeah, that's how I would have pictured an Otho
and
Wilburn.
And pale as a mofo. Otho the mofo.
Like, that had to be a family. I've never met it. Have you met another Otho?
No.
Have you heard of another Otho?
No.
So it's got to be a family name.
Yes.
Why would you name a third?
I don't get, like, handing a name down.
I'm with you.
Or these families that they got to use the same first letter, like Tyler, Troy, you know what I mean? Tommy. Like, it always freaks me out when people do that.
I don't disagree with you, man. I thought that was more a Southern thing.
It is.
The Brixley, yeah. Brittany, yes. Brixley.
Like, they're all named with, they all start with the first letter.
Yeah.
But also, like, how they hand down, like, my dad's name was Michael Jerome Mulet.
Mm-hmm.
My oldest brother is Jerome Michael Mulet.
Okay.
My older brother is Michael Jerome Mulet Jr. They had no imagination.
My dad did this to me.
And I'm named after dead people.
My dad did this to me.
Yeah.
My dad is Lance Patrick Duffy.
Yeah.
I am Patrick Michael Duffy.
Yeah.
And I would not have done that had I had a son to my child.
Yeah.
It's a lot of, I mean, like,
let it go.
It's either a lot of pressure or you're stuck with a name of a guy that disappointed you.
But they also think like they're so important that this name has to carry on.
Yes!
Well, and I think,
who cares, man?
Also, if you grow up in a house with two people of the same name, it's cute when their kid. Like, my brother and my dad both have the same name. They're both Steve. But, like, once my
brother...
How
about we've been crapping all over your dad without realizing?
So once my brother started to get older and his friends started to sound like adults, like, nobody knew when they called the house, like, what Steve anybody was looking for. Like, we had to be like, which Steve? Big Steve or Little Steve?
And you don't know that, by the way, with the when you're a kid, when you call the house, you don't you don't know what that guy's name is, the dad's name, right? So you just sound like an idiot. All right, everybody, hold on. I love to take calls. We are super late. I am so sorry.